Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm chatting with Chris Vermeulen. He is the founder and editor of The Technical Traders, which I will post a link to below this interview. One thing to note is that this interview is also being recorded for our friends over at Kitco. Now, Chris, you and I were chatting off mic about a setup in the dollar index and how this potentially relates to the commodities sector. Now, I've talked a lot about the dollar, especially in a short-term sense, as it has been trending lower, trading in this lower trading range, and has come very close to breaking down. And if it did break down below, let's say this 91 and change level, there's a lot of air under that chart to the high 80s and then even down into the mid 80s. But what you're looking at here for the dollar index is a big picture look going the whole way back to 2002. Please share with us your commentary, your outlook on the similarities for the dollar index.
Sure. Yeah. So I think we are in this massive kind of, it's like a 15, 16 year super cycle in the stock market. And what the stock market does, it triggers, when it's in a cycle, it triggers money to flow either in or out of it. And when we go and look back in time, we can go back to the 2002 kind of major top in the U.S. dollar. And at that point, we're seeing everybody, investors flooding into the U.S. Equities market. They all wanted to buy technology. And so they're converting their money to dollars. They're buying tech companies that are skyrocketing in value. And the focus back then was pure equities. Everyone was piling into equities and real estate. And I mean, it was a euphoric stage. Everyone was just excited and making tons of money, or at least on paper. And then eventually when that topped out and came to an end, we started to see the dollar roll over and investors start to move away from the U.S. dollar. And of course, the uncertainty and the fear there started a bull market more or less in gold. And if we were to look at what the U.S. dollar did back then, we saw a major topping pattern in the U.S. dollar on the monthly chart. It broke to the downside and then formed this more or less a 6 or 7 month consolidation, a sideways bear flag. And more or less, if you look at where we are now with the dollar, it's really been putting in a topping pattern since 2015. And we have had a strong leg to the downside this year in the U.S. dollar. And now we're threatening to break what looks to be a very similar size bear flag as what we saw back in 2002. And if the dollar does break down from here, we're going to see it really pick up speed. And I think it could reach 85 on the dollar index fairly quickly. I mean, that'd be a full 100% measured move based on the current size of the pattern and momentum. And of course, that would spark a huge rally. And this whole super cycle that I've talked about in detail to subscribers is, you know, right now, everyone is in the same scenario. They're piling into technology. Real estate is hot. I mean, we're in an everything bull market, but commodities. And that's exactly what we saw in 2000, 2002. And these cycles are major. They don't happen right away, but they take a long time to unfold. And it's starting to unfold. And the last time we were in this setup, it's equivalent to gold trading at $315 back in October of 2002. And we saw a nice run in price up to that level, very similar to the run we've seen in the last year and a half with gold now. And if the dollar breaks down from here, we could see one of those mega runs where, you know, you look at the technical analysis on gold. I mean, it's 2,700, then it's 34, then it's like 5,300. I mean, we've got some pretty exciting times. And while the dollar doesn't have as much percentage-wise to fall as it did back in 2001, 2002 from those lofty levels, it was a very different situation back then in terms of there wasn't a real big crisis that was going to trigger gold to go through the roof. I mean, people were nervous. People were losing money. Technology was the hot thing, and they were losing confidence. But this time around, the dollar doesn't have to fall as much because I think we've got a lot of other things in favor, which is more or less we've got a global pandemic where people are literally dying. They're not just losing money from tech companies that got overfunded and bid up to these ridiculous prices and then collapsing, we actually have a more real serious that people are actually dying around the world. Businesses are struggling. And that is a real concern. And it's an ongoing concern. Sure, we may have vaccine coming out or two of them now. But the reality is it's going to take a long time to get through the system. And a lot of people aren't going to want to take it. It's going to take forever for everyone to even get it if it was to be distributed. And by that time, we will probably be in full like lockdown, or a lot of the world will be in lockdown, and the economy is going to crumble. So that's a perfect storm for gold. Falling dollar, continued another probably 6-8 months of really tough times economically. So that's kind of the whole picture there.
Okay. Let's look at the dollar chart then, because I want a little bit more specifics from you in terms of what a true and sustainable breakdown would look like. Is it simply getting below that 91.75 level on the dollar index that was reached in August, or is there something else that you are watching that would solidify that breakdown a bit more?
Yeah, if it broke that level, I mean, that should bring us down to roughly around the 85, 85 and a half level on the chart. So it's a pretty big drop. I mean, there's another pivot low we saw back in early 2018, which if that one is broken, I think that's going to add fuel to the fire and really give the dollar a big downside surge. I think a lot of people will give up on the dollar when that level is hit. So there's a lot of global investors in the dollar. I mean, everyone's been moving towards the U.S. and into U.S. equities. So they're benefiting from the rising dollar the last several years and rising equities. But when the tides do change, just like we saw back in 2001, 2002, when the stock market started to roll over and things got tough, investors started moving their money out of that currency. And I think that's what we could see when we break the low, somewhere around that 88 level, when that's broken. I think we're going to see global investors saying, I'm not sure I want to keep holding U.S. equities because they potentially could be falling. And the U.S. dollar is losing a lot of value. It could be losing, 10, 20% more in value. So that could create this big flood of money to run from the dollar and go to other currencies, whichever they will be. So those are really critical levels, the 91.75, and then, of course, the 2018 low around 88. If 88 is broken, I think we could see a very sharp, that'll be a real confirmed level that we are in a major downtrend. And the dollar from that point could go all the way back down to around 75. And, of course, that's amazing for the price of metals.
Yeah, so that would be a massive move down. One quick question, though. I get that the dollar is trading at the lower part of this range, and a weaker dollar does correlate to higher metals prices. But why do you think that gold hasn't been able to get back up, let's say, above 2,000 or trade at the higher part of its range? I realize it's been on a big run this year, but it also has been drifting down ever since that early August peak.
Yeah, it has been. But I mean, it's had a really good run. I mean, when we caught the breakout in gold, it was in June of last year. I mean, it went from more or less 1,400 to 2,000, 85. I mean, that was a huge run. And when you look at the size of the pattern and that run, this pullback here is nothing more than just a controlled consolidation. It's holding more or less at and above the 2011 highs. And actually, we had a 4-month consolidation in late 2019 before it continued to run higher. Right now, we are on a 4-month consolidation. So at this point, I mean, this is why it's kind of exciting, is it's primed and ready in terms of the timing, the pattern size, the way the dollar looks. Everything looks like it's ready to just really continue the trends, which the continued trend for gold is up. The dollar looks to be down. And I think we're going to have another wave of fear kind of hit the stock market, I think, with COVID. I mean, people are completely ignoring it seems, in terms of stock market prices. But I think it's going to play catch up. And everyone in the stock market is feeling very good right now. They're like new highs. There's new rotation into, you know, dirty energy. We're seeing the crude oil and the oil service sectors just on fire, up like 30% over the last week and a half, 2 weeks. So there's people are moving back in thinking this economy is going to be rock solid, and they're going into those kinds of stocks and small caps. And that is a little bit of a warning sign. I mean, I think the market always has a way of, you know, kind of hitting you across the side of the head right when you feel real good. And I think COVID could be that thing where finally it comes front and center. We got a president, we've got a vaccine, but none of that changes anything about COVID anytime soon. And countries are going into lockdown, businesses are going to struggle, and that is going to create, you know, terrible earnings, and we could see a move down in the market. And I think this time around, gold may not get hit as hard as it did back in March, April, because now we kind of know what's going to happen in terms of it's not the end of the world. There's a vaccine, but there's going to add lots more uncertainty and fear that is going to fuel gold versus create panic selling and enforce liquidation of gold. So I think we're coming into that perfect storm over the next couple months here as the monthly chart patterns play out.
Do you think that resilience of gold then, instead of dropping like it did when the pandemic first hit, do you think it stays resilient also because governments and central banks are already upping their QE programs or their easy money policies, and that could help support it? Because in all fairness, we do need to be aware of a quick washout again if the markets wash out.
For sure. I mean, there's most likely, if the stock market starts to sell off, we're going to see everything go under pressure. We pretty much always do. Gold didn't drop that much. I think gold dropped about 15% during the pandemic, so less than half of what the S&P 500 did. So there will be some type of washout. I wouldn't be surprised if we saw another 15% drop, but I do feel like it's going to definitely be resilient and do much better than most other assets. And when it does start to reverse, or when it does drop that amount, I mean, I think we're going to see investors do the same thing as they did last time, pile into metals and miners at those oversold, you know, prices where they're just pulled too far in one direction. When the trend is really up. So I think it'll be an opportunity if we get a big washout. And I wouldn't be surprised if we get a washout, 15, maybe 20%. Those, again, are going to be opportunities. But long term, when you look at the super cycle, what's unfolding and what the world is dealing with as a whole, this is a really good, you know, perfect storm for metals.
All right, we're going to wrap it up there, Chris. Always great chatting with you, buddy. I enjoy our chats every 2 weeks. And hey, everyone over at Kitco, please be sure to visit our website, kereport.com, and stay up to date on all the daily editorials I release every day. Chris, thanks for your time, buddy. Have a great rest of your week.
Hey, thanks, Corey. You too. Take care.